Track 14, Sports. Hello, everybody. My guest today is a young student who has big dreams. It is Livia who dreams of being a professional parkour runner one day. Hello, Livia, and welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
Livia, how old are you?
I am 12, but I'm going to be 13 next week.
That's great. Now tell me, Livia, your favourite sport is quite uncommon.
Well, yes, it is, because not a lot of people do it. But a lot of people have heard of it or seen videos.
Can you describe to us what you do?
In parkour, you try to run and you try to cross obstacles in a very fast and elegant way. So, for example, you try to climb a wall by jumping up the wall, or you do a lot of backflips or forward flips when you jump down a wall.
What is a backflip?
Basically, it is a somersault. You jump forward or backwards and you turn yourself completely and land on your feet again.
Wow, that sounds complicated. I start to understand why a lot of people find this sport fascinating to watch.
It is absolutely fascinating. I think it looks very elegant when you see professional athletes running and jumping up buildings and stairways.
But it is also very hard.
Yes, this is also the reason why not a lot of people do it, and also because it is quite dangerous.
What do you mean?
I mean that you can easily injure yourself. And I am not talking about jumping off a roof and trying to run up a wall. No, you can hurt yourself by trying to jump over the handrail of a staircase.
Have you ever injured yourself?
Yes, sometimes, but I only had some cuts and bruises. You can easily break an arm or a leg if something goes wrong.
So, what do you need for your sport?
You need absolute control of your body. You have to be in great shape. You must be able to run for some time, obviously, and you also need a lot of strength. For me, it is a perfect mixture of what you need, strength and stamina.
And how do you start parkour? Are there clubs or teams?
Only a few, but I started with gymnastics. There are a lot of teams and there you can learn all the basics that you need. This is where I learned to do somersaults. For instance.
How old were you when you started?
I was 7.
And what are your goals for the future?
Well, I would love to do parkour professionally, but I am not sure about that. It is great fun. It also helps me keep my mind focused on other things as well.
For example?
Well, after my daily training, I feel tired, but I also feel very good. I feel strong and happy, and then I can focus on my work for school.
I see. But you wanted to talk about your goals.
Yes, as I was saying, at the moment I like it a lot. I would like to do it professionally later, but I am not sure if this is possible. So I just keep on going, enjoy it, and see where it takes me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.